handcrafted and artisan items. Visit the newly expanded El Mercado with over 190 stores. For more information, follow us on Facebook or go to theboulevardmall.com.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full-time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit aarp.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
In Nevada, anything that goes into the storm drain goes directly to our local waterways, which can pollute Nevada's lakes and rivers. Nevada is the driest state in the nation, and we must work together to preserve our limited water resources for future generations of Nevadans. Here's some waterway wisdom so you can help do your part. Scoop your dog's poop, bag it, and discard it. Clean up yard waste and grass clippings. Wash your car at a car wash or on grass or gravel. Apply pesticides and fertilizers sparingly in your yard. Safely dispose of household chemicals. Clean up leaks and spills. And don't litter. Secure trash in bins. Keep contaminants out of our storm drains. Use waterway wisdom. And remember, only rain should go into the storm drain. Join us in preserving Nevada's waters for future generations by visiting loveNVWaters.com and following us on social media.
This message funded by a grant through the Nevada Department of Transportation, aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
This is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
You know, Tommy White was talking about NFR, and we'll be talking a lot about NFR over the course of the next couple of weeks. But can I just tell you, I've only been to National Finals Rodeo once, I think. And it was a lot of fun. I didn't understand all of it, but it was really a cool experience. But you know what I like best? I like the fact that around town, out on the sidewalks, in the casinos, you see all these people, they're dressed like cowboys because they are cowboys. And even the folks that aren't cowboys dress like cowboys. It's just it's something that's different and it's fun and it's every year. And I hope we do it forever. Just because it's so cool. It really honestly is. Stay with us. Coming up, Ron Futrell. We're going to talk about UNLV football and why it is it's so difficult for coaches to win at UNLV. Why is it so difficult to find somebody that can win 6 games and send us to a bowl game? It shouldn't be that difficult. And now we got this big, beautiful stadium, Allegiant Stadium. And we got a great training facility. I mean, this is, I don't know, it's troubling. We'll talk about it with Ron Futrell from 8 News Now. We'll do that and more coming up as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
Attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell. More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Celebrate the holiday season in a picture-perfect winter wonderland featuring real snow, holiday games, rides, and treats. Snow Carnival will create a storybook experience of exploration and wonder for the entire family, November 23rd through January 8th. Snow Carnival Holiday Forest at M Resort. For tickets and information, visit us at snowcarnival.com.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMCQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. President Biden says a rail strike would have been catastrophic.
Rail shutdown would have devastated our economy. Without freight rail, many of the U.S. industries would literally shut down.
The president signing legislation earlier to avert a freight rail strike. The measure passed Thursday by the Senate, Wednesday by the House, and binds rail companies and workers to a proposed settlement that was reached between the rail companies and union leaders back in September. Also at townhall.com, the European Union has reached a deal for a $60 per barrel price cap on Russian oil, a key step as Western sanctions aim to reorder the global oil market to prevent price spikes and starve President Putin of funding for his war in Ukraine. A deadly accident when a big wave hit an Antarctic cruise ship.
A U.S. passenger was killed in an accident on an Antarctic cruise ship. Authorities say a woman from the United States was killed and four other passengers injured when a massive wave struck the Viking Polaris ship on an Antarctic cruise. The boat was sailing toward a port in southern Argentina at the time. Authorities say the 62-year-old was hit by broken glass when the wave broke cabin windows late Tuesday during a storm. Viking called it a rogue wave incident and said injuries to the four other passengers were non-life-threatening. I'm Shelley Adler.
Voters in Oregon passing one of the nation's toughest gun control laws, but the new permit-to-purchase mandate facing a legal challenge with days to go before it takes effect. Measure 114 requires new gun owners to attend a hands-on gun safety course in order to get a permit to buy a new firearm. A mixed close on Wall Street. The Dow ahead 34 points, but the NASDAQ was down 21. More at townhall.com.
Relief factor, pain relief that's natural, pain relief that works, and pain relief that attacks the source of the pain. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. See their incredible video endorsements at relieffactor.com and then order your three-week quick starter pack for just $19.95. That's less than a dollar a day. Find out if it can work for you like it works for me by ordering your three-week quick starter pack today. Relieffactor.com, relieffactor.com. Be the next success story.
Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold, the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. Call.
I'll bet you're a lot like me. See if this sounds familiar. Have you had trouble hearing in crowded places like at holiday parties or Christmas celebrations? Has this hearing loss caused you to drop out of conversations? For years, I struggled to hear conversations with friends sitting next to me. Not across a crowded room, but sitting right next to me. It became embarrassing. So I asked Steve Romeo at Quality Hearing Aids to test my hearing, and the results told me what I already knew. Not only did I have hearing loss, but there were words I could hear, but not understand. Steve fitted me with new state-of-the-art hearing aids, and the difference has been incredible. And now, with the addition of Dr. Matthew Lingman, the folks at Quality Hearing Aids are taking audiology to a whole new level. If hearing loss is causing you to miss out on conversations, do what I did. Call Quality Hearing Aids at 702-369-1321. That number again, 702-369-1321. Or check them out at QHALV.com. That's QHALV.com. And tell them Kevin Wall sent you.
It's 104. This is your KMCQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. October was a very busy month for Las Vegas' airport. 5.2 million travelers made their way through the airport, the first time those numbers have ever topped 5 million. Airport officials say the record number includes an increase in locals flying more frequently, which creates a new problem, a lack of airport parking. Airport officials say they're working on a plan to add more parking next year. October's record passenger count was nearly 24% better than the same time last year, and boosted a 10-month total to $43.7 million. That's within the reach of the airport's 2017 record of $51.5 million in that year. Wynn Resorts has closed the sale-leaseback of its hotel casino near Boston. The Las Vegas-based casino company was paid $1.7 billion in cash for the real estate under Encore Boston Harbor. The deal was the first buy for the Realty Income and the casino industry. The San Diego-based company reportedly owns more than 11,000 properties, which have long-term leases. Wynn will continue to run Encore Boston Harbor under a lease agreement, which pays Realty Income $100 million a year to rent.
KMCQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Yeah, I'm looking at the traffic cams here. Looks like a car has done a 180 there on Interstate 15 southbound and heading the wrong direction past Russell. Stay to the left through there. That's 15 southbound past Russell near Allegiant Stadium.
Gather around.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of it.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do when he followed through, the exact opposite.
Check it out.
COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. When you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right. To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
This may be my favorite part of the week. Because it's the time I get to spend with Ron Futrell, the sports anchor and reporter for 8 News Now, who joins us. Ron, how you doing, my friend?
I'm doing well. It's because your week's almost over, okay?
Oh, maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, that's what it is. It's like it's Friday afternoon. Come on now.
No.
Time of the week as well. Because I get to hang out with you, Kev.
No, I tell you what, we always have fun, and you always make me laugh, and that's one thing I just love about you. I got to ask you, though. Because NFR, we're starting to see all the folks with the belt buckles and then the Western hats and the boots and the this is a fun time, this NFR thing.
It's pretty darn cool seeing them all in here. Having I was out there last night, out there yesterday. I was hanging out with Tom Murray.
Oh my God!
Yeah, goodness gracious! He's the best all around cowboy ever. I don't know how many. He won like 9 in a row, but yes, they had a lunch for the legends of Cowboys. Charmaine James, Daryl Racer, who's the best ever, Ty Murray, was there. And so that's sort of fun. I've got a cowboy hat that I got in 1985, the first year of the rodeo. They gave it to me. There's a crazy story around it, but anyway, I got that cowboy hat. And so I usually wear it for one or two live shots if I end up doing a live shot. I'm not doing a rodeo live shot tonight, though, but I'm doing I'm cruising around Allegiant Stadium as we speak, trying to find where I can pick up my credentials for Utah. And I've been sent to other places. Let's see if this is going to be the final.
Okay, hold on. You cut out. Where are you looking to go on the complex here?
I'm at Allegiant Stadium as we speak. And the tailgating party has begun with USC fans are here already. Utah fans are going to be arriving from down from Salt Lake a little bit later. But USC fans are already celebrating this Pac-12 championship tonight between those two teams. And no, I've got to pick up my credentials. And right now I'm having a hard time finding exactly where they are.
Oh, my God.
Which happens sometimes. I get that. I was turned away to other places. So let's see if they have them at this place. So, yes, you're catching action, Ron, in the middle of doing something right now.
This is really cool. This is really cool. Go ahead and try.
I'm going to try this guy to get into this parking lot. See what he says right here on the radio. Here. See if he lets me.
Here we go, folks. This is live.
Hi there. Here at the right news now, just picking up credentials. They told me they're here at the South Side.
I recognize you. Yes. You're supposed to be 89. They drop you off right where we're at. They drop you off right where we're at. I just had another one that we had the same thing.
I'm old. I can't walk that far. Can I just grab my credential right here?
No, I don't know.
All right. Thanks, Aaron.
Sorry about that.
All right. There we go. I get shut out.
This is live and local. Oh, my God.
He knew. I don't know if you could hear him. You knew who I was. Oh,
yeah,
no.
He recognized you.
Yeah, but still, no, sorry, Ryan, we're not going to help you. I know, the credential tent is right there, 10 feet from me, but I have to park, right? I can't just park nowhere. And so they say park in lot 89, which I know lot 89, that's where you have to park for the Raiders games, and it's a half a mile. He says, oh, they'll pick you up and bring you here, but pick you up and bring you here is a big bus that's every half hour. So it's faster to walk.
Oh, God.
See, these are the problems we and the media people have when we get to go to events for free. Right?
I remember. It's like the Olympics. It's like doing the Olympics four or five times, and you end up having to walk checkpoint after checkpoint after checkpoint. God forbid.
And then I'll go to lot 89, and they'll tell me I don't have my credential to get in lot 89.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, Ron. Yeah, I know you are, but you don't have your credential for lot. Well, I have to go get anyway. No, I've been through that. I've run around sometimes, too.
I gotta ask you. I know we're talking about the game tonight. It is tonight, right?
It is tonight, 5 o'clock.
5 o'clock. I want to ask you about UNLV football. We're doing that thing again, firing a coach, doing a national search, finding a coach. Why is it so difficult for UNLV to win football games? They got the big stadium now. They got everything now.
Well, and I think it's a question that Eric Harper, the athletic director at UNLV, asked when he sort of intonated that when he had the announcement. I was at it on Monday morning, surprisingly, that he was getting rid of Marcus Arroyo as the head coach. And when he said he's getting rid of him, what he means is the Fertittas are getting rid of him, which is okay. I'm not saying that as a pejorative. I'm saying that as, okay, I get it. They put a lot of money. One of the things he said is we've got a $35 million practice facility, the Fertitta Football Complex, and a $2 billion stadium, and we can't do any better than what we're doing. That's a problem. Now, Marcus Arroyo had gotten better every year. He had no wins his first year, 2 wins the second year, 5 wins. And oddly enough, they still may get a bowl bid, even with the 5 wins, because there's so freaking many bowl games. They're out of 6-win teams to put into bowl games, because that's a requirement. So UNLV has an outside shot at getting a bowl bid. We'll find out about that maybe this weekend, whether they get invited to one of the bowls that they're even talking about is in Mobile, Alabama. The Tide Bowl, call it, or whatever you want. And Lending Tree. It's Lending Tree against Southern Miss. That's what CBS Sports is projecting. But anyway, back to the coaching situation. Yeah, it was a little bit strange on Monday, and I've heard that Marcus Arroyo had his pink slip in his pocket during that game against Reno, that he had already been told that he's gone because of the loss to Hawaii and the fact that they had lost 6 in a row and just had a difficult time. And that one of the names to enter right now, in fact, one of my sources is calling me. Is Bob Stoops, former Oklahoma coach. I'm going to throw that name out there. I'll be the first to throw it out there on your show, Kevin.
And I love him.
If we're right, remember you heard it here first. If we're wrong, forget where you heard it. The RJ this morning said Mike Stoops, his younger brother, that's a possibility, but he wasn't very successful at Arizona when he was there. And he has a connection with Eric Harper. They were both there at Arizona together. But that being said, Bob, tremendously successful there at Oklahoma, and is left about 6 years ago. He did coach a bowl game for them in 2021 last year. And won that game. for Oklahoma, so he came back just with it. Oh, when USC's coach, current coach, left Oklahoma. So it all ties in together here, doesn't it? With
wow.
What we're talking about with the bowl game here, with the playoff game here. But Stoops, if they can – oh, here's the Stoops connection that's relevant, that's important, is with running back DeMarco Murray. Played here at Bishop Gorman, of course, and for now we enter the Fertitta mix again, right?
Yeah.
And he played at Oklahoma, was recruited by Bob Stoops, and is now a running back coach at Oklahoma. So that's not a real hard connection to draw. It's just a matter of, now the Fertittas do have enough money to offer him basically whatever he wants. They sold the UFC for $4 billion a couple of years ago. Bless them for that. And they also, you know, have their family here in town, certainly, and what they've done with the station casinos. So they're not hurting for money, and they want a program to win, and they're the ones pulling the switches. And again, I'm not saying that as a pejorative. I'm saying that as a positive thing. That's, yes, athletic directors are influenced by boosters. They by boosters that have good intent, they should. And right now, that's where they're going. And so if they want to put more money into this football program, into the investment to make something work, then we'll see what happens.
Well, but I guess my question is there something inherently wrong with our setup? Because we were doing this 3 years ago. We said, oh, Marcus Arroyo, it sounds really good to me. Yeah, let's do it.
Coming from Oregon.
There you go.
The quarterback coach there, they're very successful. He's worked with Justin Herbert. Yeah, let's go down the list and everybody. But, yeah. Yes, it seems a bit jinxed. How's that for? Yes, it seems very jinxed when you look at over the years with Rebel football, and I've seen it for 40 years almost here and what it's been and what it's done. It's a death knell to coaches. I mean, you come here to die. And I don't mean literally. You come here to lose a career, and that's what's happened with a lot of the coaches that have come here. And oh, by the way, Marcus Arroyo is still going to get paid for 2 years.
And how much is that?
$2.3 million.
Yeah, $2.3 million.
$2.3 million. And the way that it works, here's the way is the way that Eric Harper, the athletic director, said at the news conference that money's being paid by a booster.
I wonder who that is.
Look at the side of the building that we're in during this press conference. Oh, it says Fertitta Complex.
Okay. Yeah.
My point is that they wanted him out so badly that they were willing to put up the 2.3 Bs to a million, sorry, so millions and billions, I'm getting them all mixed up. I could work for the federal government and send money to the Ukraine, huh? Oh, I don't know, was it a billion?
A billion or a trillion, it doesn't matter,
doesn't matter. It's just taxpayer money. But don't have $600 in your Venmo account, or we're coming after you. Anyway,
give me the prototype of a coach that can win at UNLV. I mean, do we need a young gun that, as you say, like a quarterback's coach or somebody else, a veteran coach that maybe is a little bit over the bend, but he's still got 3 or 4 usable years left. In his coaching career. I mean, what type of guy can come in here and change things and change the culture of this football program?
I've got one head coaching experience, first of all. And let's go. We had John Robinson here for a few years, and he couldn't do it. He had the head coaching experience at USC. Not that's looking for a bunch of money to retire, but somebody who's now I'm going against my Bob Stoops thing here.
Yeah.
But at the same time, Stoops wouldn't. I still at 62. That's still he's got some football coaching left. It's just a matter if he wants to, and if the Fertittas feel like putting out a bunch of money. Somebody who's got some head coaching experience at a college level doesn't need it at NFL level, but at the college level and has that sort of respect that can bring that to the table. That's going to be hard to find at this level. I think the things that UNLV has working for it, the facilities that we've already talked about, but also Pac-12 is making some changes here in a couple of years. Before mentioned, USC and UCLA are leaving and going to the Big Ten, which still makes me unhappy, but
yeah.
It confuses me, and that's a money thing, but I guess I get it, but I don't like it. Anyway, they're leaving, so there's going to be a couple of spots there, and it's pretty widely speculated that UNLV and San Diego State would fill those gaps for those two Southern California teams. It'd be a pretty natural thing to do that. So this job is attractive. There's all the bad mouthing of UNLV football that we can do with its facilities, with its money, with the city. This job is attractive, and going in, leaving the Mountain West and going into the Pac-12 most likely in a couple of years, all of those things make this job very attractive for somebody. So it should be able to get somebody that's got some head coaching experience. We don't have to go to somebody, the hot shot, who's a quarterback coach somewhere, somebody who's an assistant coach somewhere. We should be able to get that here in Vegas at UNLV.
Final couple of minutes. I want to ask you about the Raiders. Okay. Have you been to practice this week, or have you been doing NFR work?
Not been doing NFR work and Pac-12 work and other stuff. No, I have not been to practice this week, but hey, two road wins. I don't know. I didn't think that they'd be able to win two games in overtime on the road, which they've done this week. So that's been remarkable for them. So over the last couple of weeks, and can they beat the Chargers here? Well, yeah, it's only 2.5, 3-point favorite the Chargers are. So yeah, there is a chance. It's going to be hard. Chargers are a good team. You know, they have a great quarterback. Went to Oregon under Marcus Arroyo. He's coming back here. So you've got that situation. They've also got a little bit of revenge on their minds from last year due to the Chargers for the Raiders knocking them out of the playoffs on the final day, went overtime. Daniel Carlson field goal here at Allegiant Stadium to knock them out of the playoffs. I was at the game earlier this year where the Chargers won by 5 down in SoFi. And so, yeah, it's going to be hard for the Raiders to win 3 in a row. But, hey, I'm shocked that they won these two. What their motivation is, bless them, is like, they're playing for pride right now. They're not playing for the playoffs, really. They don't really have much of a shot there. Very thin. But Chargers are going to come in here, and they got a legitimate playoff spot. So they're playing for that. So the motivation is all on the Chargers side. So we'll see if the Raiders can step it up, make it happen on Sunday.
We will find out how this all plays out. You going to have yourself a busy weekend?
I am. If I get my credential to get into the bowl game tonight, I'll be coming. I'm heading back to the station now.
Are you not going to Lot 89?
I am going. No. I don't have time. I'm going to go to Lot 89 about 4 o'clock to get my credentials then. So I'm going to get stuff done at the station. I'm going to throw out the Bob Stoops theory that I mentioned here. So. Yeah, you know, your listeners are going to have that first.
Oh, I just love it.
Whether that's a possibility, and we'll see what happens. I prefer the neon Deion Sanders idea. It's a much crazier theory. He's 11-0 at Jackson State, is Deion Sanders. Plus, neon in Vegas is right. Okay, let's go there. but his wife, if anybody, Tracy Edmonds, longtime wife. Babyface, but you knew that already, that she was Babyface. You follow Babyface closely, I'm sure. And the rapper, and I think he's a rapper, had two kids amongst them. They live in L.A. She has been Neon Deion's girlfriend for 10 years now, so they're basically engaged, going to get married at some point. Long time relationship between those two. And she went to Valley High School here in town. She's a Viking. What? Her dad was also George McCorn, who used to be Jerry Tartini's assistant coach. So she's got a little bit of Rebel Red in her there too. So what if the wife says, "Hey, I'd like to go back to Vegas," and the Fertitta say, "Hey, we got a lot of money for you. Here you go, Neon Deion."
Crazy. Would that be wild? Would that be? Look at what you just started. You just started a rumor.
No, I want to start. I start stuff. I like fires whenever I can, but they have a little bit of truth to them. I wanted them to have something, some veracity to them.
Deion, oh my God!
It's not like I'm with the FBI and I'm making stuff up.
Hey,
before an election, before I
let you go, give me a shameless plug for 8 News Now on Sunday. What's going to be happening?
Oh, Sunday.